And we are back with the Beach and Company. Just a pause in our format for the show today to express my condolences to any family that Tom Dempsey might have. Tom Dempsey, as you remember, was a place kicker for the Buffalo Bills, who held the NFL record for 40-something years of the longest field goal of 63 yards. And the reason I want to specially mention him is that when I was programming for WKBW and we had the rights to the Bills would be at a hotel. We'd all be there together, okay? Then there were two buses that would leave for the stadium, the early bus and the later bus, and the players could get on either bus, and the coaches usually chose one bus or the other. But I always took a cab because I had to be there earlier than even the first bus. So I took a cab with the equipment. And both Tom Dempsey and Rusty Jackson, who was the punter, asked if they could ride with me because they wanted to be at the stadium even earlier to practice, even earlier than the first bus. So for several games, when I ordered the taxi, they would get in the taxi with me and we'd ride to the stadium together. I remember the first time that we did that, they asked if we could stop at Taco Bell. And I'm thinking, here these guys are about to play, on a National Football League game, the punter and the place kicker, and they're chomping down on Taco Bell food just before the game. But they're very nice, very nice. Tom Dempsey, remember, had like half a foot. And 63 yards stood for a long, long time in the NFL. Very sorry to hear about his passing in New Orleans. All right, the president, ladies and gentlemen, the White House, one would assume at the behest of the president, said that they strongly advise not to leave the house for the next 2 weeks, even for groceries and pharmacy. Now, that's the important part, groceries and pharmacy. So we'd like to know if you're ready for those two things. Let's go to Bill in Eden on line two. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Bill. Are you ready to hunker down for a couple of weeks?
I'm pretty much ready. If I need anything, I'll get it quickly. And curiously, I decided to do something creative, and I saw that Nutrisystem was having a sale.
Okay.
It might be worth it to lose a few pounds and get the food delivered. So I actually did that yesterday.
How did it work out to get the food delivered? How long did it take?
Oh, I just started it yesterday with the order, so it probably won't come until this week at some point.
But getting it delivered is a good idea. And now, especially with this strong advisory, if those services are still there, still available. So was there an online menu, or did you just think of things off the top of your head and write them down?
They had several different choices, and you could customize it for this particular one. I guess all plans are similar or whatever, but you could pick, your gender and your age range and the kind of food you like, and it'll help you, coordinate that.
All right. So you're all set then for the 2 weeks?
Yeah, and I'm thinking the reason he probably was doing this 2 weeks thing is because even listening to your show today, Sandy, we're talking that news conference about the patients that were asymptomatic or the workers.
Right.
It's so easy to spread this thing. You want to contain any more additional spread. That's probably part of it. And even what Tony said, the kids in the neighborhood that are just hanging out with each other, God forbid any one person has a particular disease and then they hang out with other kids and they could easily spread it.
For what reason they do that, I just can't believe. So that the kids go outside and play for a half an hour, you'd risk their lives or your life? I just don't get it. This is a serious deal, and they got to be taken seriously.
I had emailed you, Sandy, a little link to a couple of studies in Japan. Remember how you said you wonder what it would look like if you could see the virus as it's,
Yeah, right, if they kind of made it materialize, sure.
Yeah, well, this one showed, even when people talk to each other, if you're infected with this, even if you're asymptomatic, you're shedding the virus, because remember,
right,
the virus gets into your cells and it just wants to make copies of itself, and then it wants to spread. So just by talking to someone, that's why we're staying this social distance of 6 feet away from people. And I guess there are two main ways that the thing spreads. It's obviously person to person, which is like a vector. A person that spreads a disease is called a vector. That's how it got into our country in the first place. And then fomites, which are if someone touches something and their hand has the virus on it and the virus transmits to the packaging or whatever, it could live there for a while. So I guess if we're staying away from places for 2 weeks, it would give things any virus particles a chance to be so that they couldn't, you know, infect someone.
And good idea. I went to theater school, and one of the things they taught us is to try and control spitting when you're talking. It's usually, the aspiration is usually part of talking, and anybody who's been to theater and sits in the first row knows that. They often should wear a mask or something.
Ironically, even if you say the word healthy, you're probably spitting just by saying that word.
Oh, yeah, they taught us to try and control that. It makes for a tidier actor. Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you're all set for 2 weeks. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, if you've ever been to the theater, say a little community theater or something where the front row is pretty close to the stage, and especially Shakespearean actors. You know, they're larger than life. All theater is larger than life, but especially Shakespearean actors, and you're liable to get drenched. All right, let's go to Carol in Lancaster. Carol, on line one, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. I hope everything's good with you and Bernadette.
Thank you. Everything is fine with Bernie and I. How about you? What's going on?
Well, my husband and I both are on controlled substances, and I'm on two. He's on, I think, two also, which means that the government is controlling when I can get my meds. And the truth of the matter is it's usually, like, if I need them in the morning, I'm getting them in the afternoon. So there's, you know, like, and I don't, if you're on controlled meds, anybody that's been on them through this governor knows that you get 30 pills or whatever it is, and that's it. And there's no 30 days extra or 22 days extra or anything. I mean, you're stuck with what you've got.
That's true. In fact, a couple of posters said the same thing. A lot of times it's you can only fill it once every 30 days. Now, we've seen lots and lots of situations where the government has waived rules. That's the reason we're getting things done much faster. But the faster you go, the more chance there is the likelihood of a mistake being made. And I think that the kind of things that they say you can only get 30 days, I don't think they're going to relax that. I would be very surprised if they relax that, because it's there for a reason, so people don't go out and sell their pills.
Right. Well, see, when we travel quite a bit. When I go into, like, Florida, and I, of course, use the local drugstore here that is also in Florida.
Okay.
Or my doctor or the drugstore, whichever the way they want it, and I can order my meds. And believe it or not, in Florida, if that med comes in to their pharmacy, they call me that day and say, come and pick it up.
Oh, really? Yeah, we get that, too. As soon as the meds are in, any of them, they give us a call to go and get them. Are you all set for 30 days?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, mine are up sometime next week, I think. My husband's are up right now. He's called the doctor, and sometimes the doctor doesn't get back to the pharmacy. It's rough when you're on a controlled substance and you only get, you know, 90 days or 60 days or whatever. See, I have one that's actually I can get 90 days for, but again, it's controlled. And then the one I only get a month's worth. So depends on what the medication is and how controlled it is.
How about your groceries?
Groceries are good. We don't eat much.
Oh, that's good.
With is like Cheerios, toilet paper, of course.
Toilet paper and Cheerios. Now that's an all-star dinner. Well, I'm glad you can laugh. Hang in there. Give us a good 30 days. Get back to us. Tell us how you're making out. Thank you very much. Yes, let's see. Let's take a break and go into the 15 break a couple of minutes late on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, it's being reported from the Oval Office that You are being strongly advised to hunker down for 30 days. Do not leave the house, according to the advisory, even for groceries and or medication. So that's pretty strong. It's a 30-day advisement and warning not to go out. And most of my career, before I became a talk show host, I was a disc jockey, and a damn good one. So I was a disc jockey, so every time I see or hear sentences spoken, it reminds me of a song. And when I think of 30 days, there's no better song than this. Go! Chuck Berry!
I'm gonna give you 30 days to get back home.
You got it, Chuck.
I done called up a gypsy woman on a telephone.
Call me on the talk show.
I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you be back home in 30 days.
Now let's sing it together. Oh, 30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
30 days.
Baby, I'm gonna see that you be back home in 30 days.
30 days.
Well, she's gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you be back home in 30 days.
Thank you, Chuck Berry. A worldwide hoodoo. That's what I think we're in. In fact, we need a little humor in this. It's a pretty serious subject. I think from now on, Tony, I should refer to it as a worldwide hoodoo.
There you go.
When people are saying, why, for instance, is this happening, or why isn't this happening, I'm saying, we're in the middle of a worldwide hoodoo. What do you expect? And people will just scratch their chin and walk away, saying, I don't know what's wrong with that guy. I always love that song. Chuck Berry's catalog is incredible, because his guitar riffs, I think that as a group, you know, certainly you have individual guitar riffs that are important. Someday when this is all over, let's do a show just on that. Like Smoke on the Water, dum, 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 dum.
Oh, most recognizable riff there is.
Yeah. So you got these different riffs. But the bottom line is, if you took them as a group, I don't think you'd have anybody that could do a group of riffs better than Chuck Berry. And he wrote most of his own songs, made a lot of money. Okay, we're asking, are you ready for, we just found out, it's just being reported within the last hour, that the White House wants us to hunker down in the house, not even go out for groceries or even medicine for 30 days. Remember, yesterday, some of the medical people were saying things, like the admiral, the surgeon general, the admiral. How about that guy? He's a doctor, and he's a vice admiral, and he's a young guy. But he was saying that's quite a bit of an accomplishment for a very young guy. I wish I knew more about him. But the bottom line is he was saying, and others were saying yesterday, that this could be our Pearl Harbor. Yikes. I mean, think about the trauma with some of us still haven't gotten over the fact that Pearl Harbor happened, and he's saying that that could be it, and others were using similarly descriptive sentences. So if they're saying that, this is really the toughest 2 weeks that everybody expects, and yet they were saying yesterday at the press conference that they could, the national one with the president, that they could see some bits of light at the end of the tunnel. It's pretty good. So I don't know. Those two things don't seem to go together.
Yeah, but we do need some sort of hope. And I think, if anything, give us a little bit.
A little light. But you know what's at the end of the light, don't you?
A train.
A train, yes. Let's go to Frank in Holland, line 3. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. I'm blessed. I just, within 30 days, my daughter just showed up from Louisiana, right around New Orleans area, and she's back home. I've got both my kids, and I have a full fridge and freezer.
Oh, wow. So now you get a chance for a little family bonding and plenty of things to eat. That's good. How did she get here? Did she drive or an airplane or what?
She drove all the way alone, yes.
Did she say much about the trip, how different it was than a normal motor trip would have been?
Well, it seems to be similar to what's going on around here. Stores are limiting access to inside purchases at all. Everything was, you know, drive-through or whatever. So it went well for her trip here, and I'm glad to have her here. But my main concern is we have enough groceries, but all those seniors out there who don't get out as much or can't get out as much and are scared to get out, I really think about them, and you have an amazing ability right now with your radio show, with most of the seniors listening to you rather than, you know, watching the news or being on social media. I mean, that's a huge asset also, but you have an amazing ability where you can communicate to them that they can get groceries delivered. They can get food delivered. They can get, you know, pharmacy stuff delivered.
Yeah, we just talked to somebody who had it, who put in the delivery and has not gotten it yet. Probably get it tomorrow. But the bottom line is that's really good advice. No harm at all by just getting the groceries delivered, get exactly what you want. And if it takes a day or so, so what? Doesn't really matter.
There's a lot. We live in a small town, and we have, you know, restaurants that are really, you know, small and desperate to stay alive and open. And we have a small pharmacy, and the pharmacy will literally deliver the drugs they need.
That's cool. You guys in Holland still have that cool hardware store?
Absolutely.
I love that hardware store. It's like taking a trip to the past. It's a really cool place to go.
Right. Well, we're just one small community, and what I'm basically hoping that, you know, I'm blessed to have enough stuff, but there are a lot of seniors out there, and you can use your show, not just for Holland, but all the other small communities. If they can provide you with the information of pharmacies that deliver, rather than depending on the post office or Amazon or whatever, the local places that need our business and support right now, you can help communicate that in a way that, you know, like I have a Facebook page, Holland New York News, that I communicate which restaurants are open and which pharmacies, and I do all that. But you have there more of a senior ear throughout area in Niagara County. And if you were to actually use that to help the small communities and the seniors, that would be an even greater blessing.
Well, that's a good idea. You know, the first day that this got serious, we did a whole show on takeout and what restaurants offer it and like that. And we were swamped with calls. Maybe we'll do a show, like you suggest, on pharmacy or other methods of delivery for things you might need and give people an idea. Thank you. Thank you for the suggestion. If it doesn't get squeezed out, maybe we can do that tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you for the call. We'll be back with more of Peach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are back with Beach and Company. It's amazing to me, really, how people just put labels on anything that they can't figure out or don't understand. For those of you saying that you cannot find the story about the White House advising strongly not to go out of the house, including grocery shopping and pharmacy, it is a real story. As a matter of fact, it came out a little over an hour ago. It's reported now on Channel 4's website, WIVB.com. And some of the quotes in there are from the lady doctor, who heads up the task force, saying exactly that. That's exactly that. Warning sternly not to go out, if at all possible, even for groceries or pharmacy. Those are the direct quotes from her, and it is a warning. I don't know what else you need. Do I have to drag the good doctor in here in front of our microphone and get her to say it? She said it publicly, and it was reported an hour ago as a major news story. So we don't do fake news, certainly nothing fake that we would know. But I reported it as being reported, and it is. It's being reported, and you can find it online at Channel 4's website at WIVB.com. You can also find other quotes. You can find the quotes in other places, but that is the thing that has it all in a nutshell. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. And if not everybody's reporting it, not everybody is up to snuff, I guess, on everything. But those were her very strict quotes, not to go out even for groceries or pharmacy,
if possible.
And that's what an advisory is. The only thing stronger than that would be mandatory, that you couldn't go out without some kind of clearance. But she didn't do that. But she strongly advises not to. For 30 days. For 2 days?
2 weeks.
Two weeks. I'm sorry. Two weeks. Let me see. Terry in Texas, line four. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, Sandy.
Hello there.
Yeah, I'm not ready for 2 weeks. I was ready for 2 weeks 2 weeks ago, but I didn't hoard any food because I've been listening to all the lawmakers and whatnot say don't hoard food. So now I got to go hoard some food tonight for 2 weeks in case they decide to extend it for another 2 weeks after that. I mean, these people, all they do is confuse the public. And when you put out things like this, not you, them, when they put out things like this, people are naturally going to panic. I'm not panicking, but other people are going to be panicking, and I'm going to have to proactively shop to compensate for what's not going to be there a couple hours from now or whenever, because people are going to be hoarding stuff, and it turns into like a competition. I don't think any of the stores, honestly, I was telling my wife today when we went to the grocery store, I don't think they're doing anybody any favors by limiting the hours that I understand they got to sanitize. You know, I'm not an idiot, but, you know, there's a time and a place to be able to do that. They could put some of these out-of-work workers to work on overnight shifts that are obviously unreasonable hours to be shopping and let them sanitize then. But when you start minimizing the capacity of stores and you start closing the open hours that the stores are providing a service or selling goods, what happens? You get more and more people during that specific time period that are going to, you know, the big box stores and are going to the grocery stores. It's more congested than it typically would be at, you know, 12 o'clock on a Sunday. You know, some people have this to do in the morning and they go in the afternoon and, you know, so on and so forth. But now you got everybody shopping at the same time, congesting the stores. Things aren't being sanitized as quickly as they should be because there's so many people utilizing the carts and touching the products on the shelves. This is all garbage, to be honest.
Well, remember now, the quotes came from the doctor heading up the team, okay? We see her every time, her and Dr. Fauci and the president. So there she is. She's a doctor. She's thinking like a doctor. It's like she's writing a prescription. If you can, stay indoors for the next 2 weeks. Even for groceries and pharmacy. So you ever go to a doctor and they tell you to do things which are totally impractical, like vets will say, yes, give your cat this pill every 3 hours. You ever try and give a cat a pill? And it's the same thing with doctors for humans. They sometimes give you things to do that are very impractical or almost impossible. So I'm sure she's giving the advice from the heart. But as you said, when you say, can you stay in for 2 weeks, you got to wonder, not many people or not some a group of people are equipped to do that. So I cut her a little slack, I think. Hey, thanks, Terry. Always good to talk to you. It's good to talk to his daughter the other day, too. Bernie, get the quote again from her. I want to make sure that people understand that we didn't just make this stuff up. It's being on the WIVB Channel 4 website, wivb.com, and it's from the doctor. Her direct quotes are exactly what we said and exactly what Channel 4 reported. Nobody's inflaming anything or making a mountain out of a molehill. That's what she said. If you can, digging up the exact quote, if you can, stay out. Okay, where is it? It's right here. Okay, this is Deborah, the doctor. Burks. This is the moment to not be going to the grocery store, not going to the pharmacy, but doing everything you can to keep your family and your friends safe, she warned. The next 2 weeks are extraordinarily important. White House virus response coordinator Deborah Birx warned at the press briefing. So next 2 weeks, extraordinarily important, and this is the moment not to be going to the grocery store, not going to the pharmacy, but doing everything you can to keep your family and your friends safe. That's a warning from her. She heads up the whole group, so I don't know how much more specific you can get than that. Tony, is that hard to understand? Why would people think that's a fake news story?
I don't know. I understood it.
Yeah. How about Buzzy? Do you understand it?
He's on the phone.
Oh, he's on the phone. Well, I'm sure he understood it. Otherwise, he would be stroking his chin hair.
He does understand it.
He does understand
it. Yes, he does. I can confirm that.
Yeah. We always keep close tabs on Buzzy. Make sure he understands everything. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let us go to line three. That would be Don. Don is on line three from Pennsylvania. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys today?
We're doing all right in the Empire State of New York. What's going on?
You know, sometimes you make decisions in your life that really pay off. And some years ago, I had a decision to make whether to throw away my whips and chains, and I didn't do it. So it's handy now.
Exactly.
So
I'm having my groceries delivered by Navy SEALs. I want to make sure I get everything I order.
Okay. As long as she isn't Harry Houdini, I'll be able to keep her in the house.
Very, very good. Yeah, it's Deborah, the doctor, says don't even get groceries or don't go and get medicines in the next 2 weeks. Very important you stay in the house. And they were saying that this, one of the medical people was saying this could be our Pearl Harbor. I mean, Pearl Harbor was a sneak attack. This would be, you know, just an outright plenty of warning type attack.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. Personally, I won't have any problem with the medications I take because I get a mail order and I got quite a bit of it on hand. So I ain't worried about 2 or 3 weeks supply of that.
That's a big advantage in a situation like this to get a mail order. Sure.
Absolutely. As long as the people who do the mail ordering aren't restricted to their homes, I guess I'll be all right.
Yeah, and the medicine's all sealed, tighter than a drum, so you don't have to worry about that.
No, not at all. But as far as food, you were saying that you could eat peanut butter and jelly for a month, which is fine, but what about what you put it on?
Bread. Oh, yeah, you got it. I'm a big bread guy. I love bread. I love rolls. Costanzo's rolls are like the best. King's Hawaiian bread. Did you ever get King's Hawaiian? Oh, man, it's good.
Personally, no, I'm not familiar with it. But I do like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, no question about it. But I got limited refrigerator space. In fact, when I open a refrigerator, I got to hurry up and catch the first thing that falls out.
Yeah, it's important, if you can, to get a freezer. Because that gives you, you know, you can buy something, there's six of them. You want to eat one now, you can freeze the other five. And things like bagels, 30 seconds in the microwave, and they're like brand new.
Yeah. You know, I was all set to call you earlier with the original questions you had. But again, I guess this took importance, so you changed the subject.
Yeah, because the doctor who heads up the task force saying don't go out and get your meds, don't go out grocery shopping, if you can hold off, it's good for 2 weeks. For her to say that, I mean, she's not a minor player. She heads up the whole task force, and people get angry. I've got a text here from somebody who's angry at her and Fauci for what they're saying. They're doctors. You want them to, they're not your social directors, they're doctors. They're telling you what the options are and what not to do. This isn't a joyride for them.
It certainly isn't. I mean, my goodness. I mean, if anybody should know probably what to expect or what's going to happen, it would be people like that, no question.
Yeah, they've got nothing to gain by giving you a false alarm. You don't, I wish we had "You Can't Handle the Truth" as a soundbite right now, because the people that are angry are the ones that can't handle the truth. They shouldn't be angry at the doctor. They should be angry at the disease. And when people disregard important safeguards or warnings because it's an inconvenience, it's hard to feel sorry for them if anything happens, because you had the warning, you had the opportunity, you certainly know all about it, and you don't want to take the warnings. Well, then you're on your own.
You got that right. No question about it.
Are you guys all hunkered down?
Pretty much. In fact, today is the 19th consecutive day that, other than taking my walks, I have not left the house.
Wow.
I know how to stay in the house.
Well, Tim Winger brought me to my house and locked the door so I can't leave. I must stay here.
That's like that scene from A Bronx Tale, if you ever saw that movie. That was an outstanding movie.
I'd like to see that movie because I've heard a lot of good things about it, but I have not seen it. And now I'm digging out movies. I have a large movie collection, but some of these I haven't seen in years and years. It'd be good to refresh my memory.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if you've never seen A Bronx Tale, find yourself a way to get it because you will absolutely love that movie. It is fantastic.
A Bronx Tale. I will check it out. Hey, Don, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to Ella. Ella would be next on WBEN. Hello, Ella.
Good morning, Sandy. First of all, I want to say you people are doing a tremendous job.
Thank you. Thank you.
And this new thing is kind of unrealistic. Number one, how are you going to store milk for 2 weeks?
Yeah, milk does tend to, you got to use it in a timely fashion. There's nothing worse than spoiled milk, nothing.
And as far as the meds, some pharmacies only deliver twice a week. And if you try to get it refilled the day before it's eligible, the insurance won't pay for it.
Well, that's true, and we've heard this, and they don't allow you, with some meds, you can't refill before 30 days are up. As I said, the president has managed to loosen a lot of the rules to get things done to fight this virus, but I would doubt, just personally, I would doubt if they'll be loosening the rules on medication anytime soon. We'd like to see it happen, but I think that would be tough to do.
And Sandy, I remember World War II. I remember the day of infamy, Pearl Harbor. I was eating breakfast when 9/11 happened and thought some idiot was doing tricks.
Oh, really? Wow.
And never have we ever witnessed anything of what we're witnessing now.
I was thinking of doing a show, and I might do it in the future, of the difference in the sacrifices made during World War II, which you just alluded to, and today. Today, there's inconvenience, certainly. But remember, and I'm sure you do, I've seen enough World War II movies to get me through my whole life, but things were rationed. Gas was rationed. Sugar was rationed. Nylons were rationed. Tires were rationed. Cars were, they weren't manufacturing any cars. It was a lot tougher scenario for World War II and gearing up because we got in late than it is for this.
And that,
but you lived through that. You remember all of those things that I'm talking about?
And that's when Oleo was born.
Oh, yeah. That's like margarine that...
Yeah, we have butter.
Yeah, they give you, it's like margarine in a cellophane pack or something, as I've seen, with a little red dot in it, and you kind of kneaded it.
Now, and none of that was like what we're dealing with now.
No.
None of it. And my personal feeling, this is just my feeling, I think that all the problems we're going through now is God's wake-up call for people to straighten up and fly right.
Well, if it's God's wake-up call, he certainly left it loud enough because it is affecting the whole world. I don't remember, short of a world war, I don't remember being so involved. Thank you, Ella. I do have to leave. Maybe tomorrow we'll do something about how you can get your meds delivered and things like that. Thanks to all of you for listening today on News Radio 930. WBEN, this is Beach & Company, Tony Caligiuri and Joe Beamer and myself. See you tomorrow at 9.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?